This is your NPR News Station, 90.3 WBHM, 91.5 WSGN. I'm Esther Chamakili. The University of Alabama at Birmingham wants to expand its role as a statewide player in health care through the passage of the University Authority Act, approved this spring by the Alabama legislature. It allows the school's medical branch to join forces with other health care facilities around the state, especially in rural Alabama. But some think this will create a healthcare monopoly, raising antitrust concerns. We talk about this and other business news in this week's Magic City Marketplace. Birmingham Business Journal editor Ty West stopped by to talk about the University Authority Act and what UAB hopes to accomplish as a result.
Well, this is a new bill that was passed this year by the legislature, and it's really going to have a transformative impact, particularly on UAB. We spoke with them about the act, and they told us that because of this act, they're going to be able to kind of expand their influence statewide in a way that really could serve as a kind of a key lifesaver for some of these rural hospitals and rural healthcare providers that are struggling right now, because this is going to allow them to create these healthcare authorities, which are like basically partnerships, kind of similar to the one they have out in Bessemer with Medical West. So that's going to allow them to partner with these providers and these hospitals around the state and really let them take advantage of UAB's vast resources, whether it's skilled healthcare providers, whether it's some of the services they offer. They're going to be able to take advantage of those and really, in some cases, possibly help some of these systems stay afloat, and they're already hearing interest.
So what sort of criticism is this move receiving and why?
The Federal Trade Commission has raised some eyebrows about these type of deals, and really it boils down to a competition, and they view this, is this going to be something that creates an antitrust situation in one of these areas where you only have one provider and you have somewhat of a monopoly? We've talked to some experts about that around the state. They're not terribly concerned about that because the alternative is losing providers. So they're saying in most of these places, there's only one hospital already. So this isn't going to be a case when you see kind of UAB taking over the healthcare system around the state. They're going to be partnering with people. These aren't acquisitions. So the experts that we talked to about that said they're not particularly concerned about that, really because the alternative might be no care at all.
So moving on, the much anticipated Interstate 22, also known as Corridor X, is expected to open later this month. The project has been a thorn in Birmingham and Alabama's side for decades now. Talk about this.
Well, it's really going to be a critical thing for Birmingham, particularly in the logistics and transportation world. We've been having some success recruiting distribution centers. We have the Publix distribution center that's coming. Having this link to Memphis, which is a world-renowned logistics and transportation hub, that's going to be a critical link for Birmingham once this gets through. The other thing you're going to probably see is some development going to start off the new interstate, because if you're out that way, and I actually live off the new interstate, there's not much out there. It's a pretty vacant area. There's a lot of land there, and it's not really a very far commute into the city of Birmingham from some of those areas off that interstate once this link with 65 is finally finished. So what we're hearing from experts are saying, you're probably going to start to see maybe some residential commercial development on that corridor that kind of goes up northwest through Jefferson County. So that would be something to watch. Over time, you'll start to see some of that area get kind of built up, because it really will be a new, completely new interstate corridor for Birmingham now that that long-awaited connection is finished.
And finally, there's this perception that Birmingham as the city is growing, but the Business Journal recently learned that that might not be altogether true. What's happening with the city's perceived growth?
Well, there was a new study that came out that really looked at metro areas and kind of their footprint in terms of density and how it's expanded. If you look at Birmingham, our rate hasn't really been as rapid as a lot of other cities, which some people might say isn't that bad of a thing. We've stayed a little bit more compact and a little bit more dense rather than expanding. But if you look at kind of the trends, I think in the 70s, Metro Birmingham expanded by about 60 miles. That's about the same rate we had in the 2000s. That is the highest rate they looked at over the study. It looked decade by decade going back to the 40s. So it's definitely a positive way that we're kind of seeing that growth. And you're seeing it off in areas like the St. Clair County area. That area has grown up a little bit. Obviously, we continue growing south down the 65 and 280 corridors down in Shelby. But we haven't seen that kind of large-scale growth that some of these other metros have, which some people might refer to as sprawl. And some people would say that's probably a good thing. But when we talked to the author of the study, he said his kind of concern when he looks at Birmingham's numbers is it appears to be reflective of kind of slow job growth, slow population growth, because if we were having those things, we probably would have spread out a little bit more, filled in that kind of density a little bit more.
So can we expect this to change with, say, the opening of Interstate 22.
I think that is something you could look out in the metro area and see. Anytime you have a new interstate coming online, that's going to open up opportunities for development. I think we saw that with I-459 down there on the south, and how that kind of opened up an area for development. So that is a very good point, and it's something that's definitely possible.
Ty West is the editor of the Birmingham Business Journal.